Our next item is subdivision 2006-62, Joseph A. Black, Bay Laurel, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-62 for Joseph A. Black based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed density is significantly less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 37 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location for the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district transportation coordinator. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all storm water management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A minimum 50-foot setback from all wetlands shall be established. This setback shall be shown on the final site plan. The setback shall also be marked on the site through signage or other documents. There shall be a sidewalk or multimodal paved pathway on at least one side of all streets. No lots shall have entrances directly onto Shingle Point Road. The final site plan shall also designate the front and rear yards of all double frontage lots. The residual lot shall be part of the subdivision and shall be governed by the homeowners association. Lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
On your recommendation, it says 37. I know it was advertised for 37, but in Shane's notes, it said 35. Plus residual parts of it.
Did that include the residual?
They reduced it by one lot.
So it's 36.
36 counting the residual.
Counting the residual. Yeah, so it should be 36, right? Yeah, because Shane's notes say 35 lot subdivision plus the residual parcel. That's the one they retained for themselves. So it would be 36 and
36. So then that includes the residual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be 36 instead of 37.
Then I correct that my motion to say that there shall be no more than 36 lots within the subdivision.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Rick.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-62. Joseph A. Black, Bay Laurel, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.